Page 123. Activity 1. Using context clues. Part 1.
Good morning, class. I hope you all had enough sleep last night. If you read the chapter, you know that the topic for today is sleep and the human brain. First, I will review the importance of sleep. Then I will tell you about some new research on sleep and studying. Finally, I will discuss the health benefits of sleep.
Question 1. What are you listening to?
This lecture will cover some of the information in your textbook and add some new information.
Part 2.
We don't know why the human brain needs sleep. We do know that sleep is important for physical health and mental health. Your body needs sleep to stay healthy and strong. Your brain seems to need sleep for the same reason.
Question 2. What does sleep do for your brain?
Sleep helps your brain stay healthy. It helps you think clearly and remember more.
Part 3.
Carlisle Smith, a psychology professor in Canada, did some research on sleep. He studied how sleep affects memory. He started by teaching students two things. First, a list of words, and second, a difficult problem.
Question 3. Why did Carlisle Smith teach the students a list of words and a difficult problem?
Then Smith tested the students to see how much they remembered of the list of words and the problem.
Part 4.
Before he gave the students the test, he asked the students to sleep different amounts for the next 3 nights. Some students slept 8 hours every night. Some students slept only 4 hours the first night. Then they slept 8 hours the next 2 nights. Some students slept 8 hours the first night, only 4 hours the second night, and 8 hours the third night. Some students slept 8 hours the first night and 8 hours the second night, but only 4 hours the third night.
Question 4. Why did Smith have the students sleep different amounts on the first, second, and third nights?
Smith wanted to see if sleeping only a few hours for 3 nights after learning something new affects the memory.
Part 5.
The results of the research showed that people remember better when they get enough sleep. Of course, the students who slept 8 hours every night did the best on the test. They remembered the list of words and the difficult problem very well. The students who slept only 4 hours the second night after learning the words and the problem also did very well. But the results were very different for the students who slept only 4 hours on the first night or the third night.
Question 5. How did the students who didn't sleep much on the first or third nights remember the difficult problem?
Students who didn't sleep much on the first and third nights did not do well on the test or the difficult problem. They couldn't remember how to solve the problem. Smith concluded that it is very important to sleep enough the night after you learn something new and the third night after. But it might be safe to stay up late on the second night.